Adventures of Moli. Moli is a baby mole. He lives under the ground. He loves his home. He loves his father and his mother. They are a very happy family. One day, Moli reads a book about butterflies. He likes reading books. He sees a picture in the book. He likes the picture. There is a butterfly in the picture. The butterfly is colorful and very beautiful. He likes the butterfly, but he does not know the butterflies. He goes to the living room. Father Mole is in the living room. Father Mole is sitting in an armchair. He asks his father, "Daddy, what is this?" "It is a butterfly, my dear." "I want to see a butterfly," says Moli. "But butterflies do not live under the ground. They live outside, and outside is not safe for you. Now go to your room and finish your book, my dear," says the father. Moli goes to his room and reads the book again. He looks at the butterfly. Then he decides to go out. He wants to see a butterfly. He comes back to the living room and asks his father, "Daddy, can I go outside, please? I want to see a butterfly. I want to see the outside." His father looks at Moli and answers, "I am sorry, Moli, but you should not go alone. Outside is very dangerous for you." "Please, Dad, I will be very careful. I promise." "No, Moli, now please go to your room." Father Mole is angry. Moli goes to his room. He is very unhappy. He sits on his bed and cries. Then his mother comes to the room. "Why are you crying, Moli?" "I want to go out, Mommy. I want to see a butterfly. But Daddy does not allow me." "Oh, please don't cry, honey. You cannot go out now. You are a baby." "I am not a baby. I am 5 years old." "Okay, honey, but outside is very dangerous for you. You shouldn't go out alone. Now do not cry, my dear." Mother Mole hugs Moli. She gives him a peanut. Moli likes peanuts. He hugs his mother and eats his peanut. Then Moli goes to bed and sleeps. He has a dream. In his dream, he sees the outside. He sees lots of colors. He sees big green trees. He sees lots of different animals. Then he sees a very beautiful butterfly. The butterfly is colorful. It has got two big wings. Then Moli wakes up. He washes his face. He brushes his big teeth. His father and mother are sleeping in their rooms. Suddenly, Moli decides to go out secretly. He opens the door. He goes out and runs. He runs very fast. Then he stops under a big tree. He looks around. He sees lots of different flowers. The flowers are very beautiful and colorful. He smells the flowers. He likes smelling the flowers. Then He sees a white rabbit. The rabbit is eating a carrot. He goes near the rabbit. "Are you a butterfly?" Molly asks. "No, I am not a butterfly. I am a rabbit. My name is Fluffy. What is your name, little baby?" "My name is Molly, and I am not a baby. I am 5 years old," says Molly. "Okay, Molly, where is your mother?" Fluffy says. "She's at home." "But you should not go out alone. It is very dangerous for you." "I am not a baby. I want to see a butterfly." "Okay, do you like carrots?" "Yes, I do." Then Fluffy gives Molly a carrot, and Molly eats the carrot. They become friends. Molly likes Fluffy. Fluffy wants to play a game with Molly. "Do you like playing games, Molly?" "Yes, I do, Fluffy." "What is your favorite game?" "My favorite game is hide and seek." Then they play hide and seek together. They have a lot of fun. Molly is very happy. Molly likes his new friend, Fluffy. Then Molly gets very tired and wants to rest. He says, "I'm tired, Fluffy. I want to rest." They sit under a tree and look at the sky together. Molly sees the sun and asks Fluffy, "What is this, Fluffy?" "It is the sun, Molly." Then Molly shows the little white clouds and asks, "What are those, Fluffy?" "They are clouds, Molly." "I want to touch the clouds, Fluffy. They are very beautiful." "But you cannot touch the clouds, Molly. You cannot fly," says Fluffy. "Can you fly?" asks Molly. "No, I can't. Rabbits cannot fly. Rabbits can run very fast." "I can run very fast too," says Molly. "We can run together," says Fluffy. Then they run together. Molly and Fluffy run very fast. They like running together. Molly is very happy. Fluffy is very happy too. Then they stop near a small lake. Molly looks at the lake and asks Fluffy, "What is this, Fluffy?" "This is a lake, Molly. I want to go into the lake." "You can't go into the lake, Molly. You cannot swim." "Can you swim, Fluffy?" "No, I can't. My friend Toady can swim. He is a frog. He lives in the lake. Frogs can swim very fast. Do you want to meet Toady?" "Yes, I do. I like meeting new friends," says Molly. Then Fluffy brings his friend Toady and says, "This is my friend Toady. He is a frog." "Nice to meet you, Toady. My name is Molly. I am a mole." "Nice to meet you, Molly," says Toady. Molly likes Toady. Toady likes Molly. They become friends. They play hide and seek. They have a lot of fun together. Then Molly says, I want to see a butterfly. Okay, we can show you a butterfly. We can visit Flora. Flora is a butterfly. She likes meeting new friends. She likes playing games. We can play together. Molly feels very happy. He feels very excited. He wants to see a butterfly. He wants to meet Flora. They go to Flora's house. They sing songs together. Toady jumps and makes funny noises. Frogs can jump very high. Fluffy jumps too. Rabbits can jump too. Then they come near to Flora's house. Flora lives in a tree. Toady shouts, "Flora, come down, please. We have got a new friend. He wants to see you." Flora looks down and sees her friends. She says, "Okay, today I am coming down." Flora goes out. Molly sees Flora. He feels very excited. He looks at Flora carefully. He sees her big, colorful wings. Then Flora flies. She comes down. "Wow, you can fly," says Molly. "Of course I can fly, little boy. What is your name?" "My name is Molly. I am not a baby. I am 5 years old." "I see. My name is Flora. I am a butterfly. Butterflies can fly. Nice to meet you, Flora. Nice to meet you, Molly." Molly feels very, very happy. He likes Flora. They become friends. Then all of them play games together. They like playing games together. They become very good friends. Then the sun goes down. The sky becomes dark. Fluffy says, "The night is coming. We should go home, Molly. You should go home too." "Why are we going home?" asks Molly. "Because night is very dangerous for us. We shouldn't be out. We should be at home at night." Then they go to their houses. Molly feels lonely. He is scared. He wants to go home, but he cannot find the way. He's lost. He cannot see very well. It is very dark. Then Molly cries. He misses his mother. He misses his father. He misses his home. Suddenly, Molly hears a noise. He is scared. Then he sees a very big yellow animal. It has got a big tail. It has got two big ears. And it has got very sharp teeth. "Hello, little baby. Why are you crying? Where is your mother?" "She is at home." "Where is your home?" "I don't know. I can't find the way." "What is your name, little baby?" "My name is Molly. I am a mole." "My name is Morgan. I am a fox." "I like moles," says the fox and smiles. The fox decides to eat Molly. Morgan likes eating moles. "We can go to my house. We can play games together." "I don't want to play. I want my mother," says Molly. Then Morgan smiles. He tries to catch Molly. Molly runs away. He runs very fast. Morgan runs very fast too. Foxes can run very fast. Moli does not stop. Then he sees his father in the dark. Moli feels very happy. He runs to his father. Father Mole sees Morgan and Moli. He is very angry at the same time. Father Mole runs to Moli. He saves Moli and he fights with Morgan. Father Mole is very strong. Father Mole bites Morgan. Moles can bite very strongly. Morgan shouts and runs away. Father Mole takes Moli to their home. Mother Mole hugs Moli and says, "You should listen to your father, Moli. Do not go out alone. Outside is very dangerous for you." "Yes, Mother, you are right. I love you. I love my father. I should always listen to you." Moli feels very happy. He loves his family and his house. He is a very happy mole.